I think it's to send a very strong message top down to municipalities that money that is basically granted to municipalities by the national fiscus must be used for the purpose intended and must not be used for other purposes, such as, for example, salaries and wages, which is what the city of Johannesburg were doing. They introduced major wage increases that were not properly budgeted or financeable. So the minister is sending them a very strong message that if they, the municipality, do not use the money for the purpose intended, National Treasury will pay for the purpose intended directly to the supplier, for example, to Eskom, for debt repayment. In other words, you cannot use this money for a purpose that was not intended. And it's sending a very strong message top down. Look, at the same time, Eskom itself, for example, is undertaking various legal action intended to cut parts of the cities off or municipalities off that haven't paid their electricity account. Look, it's a threat more than anything else, I think. But it sends a very strong message bottom up because customers who are paying for their electricity to their local municipality, will start jumping up and down furiously if Eskom, start cutting off paying customers as part of, cutting off a city, which is effectively cutting off paying customers, that causes bottom-up outrage, from customers to their municipality saying, why aren't you paying Eskom? The bottom line is there's a top-down message and a bottom-up message, and it's putting incredibly strong pressure on municipalities to get their house in order.
And rightly so, Chris. I mean, start getting your house in order, please. I mean, the statement that you made, I fully agree with it. I think I'll make that part of our Monday motivation on the show. This threat is needed. The strong message being sent bottom up. I'm looking at estimated figures, Chris. I'm sure you can either attest with or say, well, you know what, Junaid, we are being perhaps economical here. But we're looking at what municipalities owe Treasury is just under 90 billion. And then of that, and again, this could be kind of economical, 3.4 billion is what Eskom is being owed. 1.2 billion is what the water boards are being owed. Unpaid pension contributions, that's kind of at a staggering 1.7 billion. So it just goes on and on. The local consumer is actually paying his or her dues, but then the municipalities are not playing their part. Some would say if we look at it clearly and squarely, I mean, that could be akin to theft. Or is that maybe a bit too harsh?
No, it is there. You know, when a company collects money, in other words, it deducts money from the salaries of its workforce, and it is supposed to pay that money over to, for example, the UIF, Unemployment Insurance Fund, or to a medical aid fund, or to a pension fund, and does not pay it over. In other words, it deducts the money from your salary and then uses that money, to conduct its own business instead of paying. It's supposed to be deducting this money to pay these providers like UIF, SARS, and pension funds. If they don't do that, it's a criminal offense. It is theft. If a company does that, it is absolutely theft. But it seems like government departments seem to do this with some kind of impunity. and remember, municipalities are local government. There are government departments that owe municipalities a lot of money. There are government departments that owe Eskom a lot of money. There are municipalities that owe Eskom a lot of money. Government departments are not very good at settling their bills need to be held to account. But certainly not paying UIF, deducting UIF and not paying it over, or deducting pension money and not paying it over, is literally theft. It's a criminal action.
There's been a lot of talk, Chris, about the city of Johannesburg and even Mangaung, because collectively between the two of them, they owe crucial state entities over 27.5 billion rands. That is staggering, and we wonder why the city of Johannesburg is in the state that it is.
Yeah, look, I mean, you probably heard the figures that, let's just take just Eskom alone. Municipalities owe Eskom alone, you know, about 110 billion rand at the moment.
Jeez.
not every municipality, but a significant number of them, including the biggest city in South Africa, Johannesburg, including the capital city, the executive capital city of South Africa, Tshwane, including Ekurhuleni, which is, you know, a major, huge municipal metro. These very significant metros owe Eskom a lot of money, and this problem, you know, is unresolved and is resulting in this threats top down, as threats from coming from bottom up, from customers demanding that their municipalities get their house in order, because otherwise they're going to be cut off. And it has disastrous economic consequences, and as well consequences for the residents of the city, you know, for essential services, for all kinds of businesses that operate in the city. And that's part of the pressure that's being put. So these threats of disconnection, I must say, I do think are largely threats, because ultimately, if Eskom tried to do it and actually started doing it, they would be in court the very next day with a whole lot of urgent applications to stop them from doing it. The point is, these are intergovernmental disputes. These are all government organizations. They're either owned by government, or they're local government, or they're central government, or they're provincial government. But this should be resolved between government. This is an intergovernmental problem. And it should not be used to threaten, you know, residents and customers. I mean, it could cause immense hardship to people and businesses in the city, and that's not what should happen. Intergovernmental disputes need to be resolved intergovernmentally as per the Constitution.
So, Chris, Treasury now saying the funds will be paid directly in stages to Eskom, the water boards and other statutory bodies, because Treasury is now seen, and the ministry has seen, hang on, monies have been paid over to you, and you in turn have not paid said monies over to who you owe, which should be the case. And your clients, i.e. your residents in your city, are paying their bills, but you are not directing that money to where it should go. Will that in any way impact on service delivery and municipal services, electricity supply and maintenance? No or yes?
Yeah, I'm sure it will, because these organizations have got a whole lot of inefficiencies built in there, and they rely on this misappropriation of funds in order to carry out their service delivery obligations. I mean, who knows where their money goes, but the money that is being advanced by National Treasury to municipalities for certain functions is being effectively misappropriated and used for purposes never intended. I want to give you an example of one of the very worst things that municipalities do, in my opinion, and it's been aired publicly by the Minister of Electricity and Energy. Every year, National Treasury gives many, many billions of rands to municipalities through grants in order to fund free basic electricity to indigent households throughout South Africa. And it is well known and has been stated numerous times by the minister that approximately 80% of this money that is supposed to be going to indigent households is misappropriated and used by the municipalities as working capital for their businesses. I consider that kind of a theft. I mean, when you misappropriate money that was intended as poverty relief for the poorest of the poor, and you use it to run your business, which is electricity distribution, it's a problem. But let's look at it. I mean, if National Treasury said, now, look, I'm not going to give you this money anymore, I'm going to pay it directly to indigent households through, for example, the SASSA grant system, that would leave a big hole in city of Johannesburg's budget. Or I mean, they no longer are getting the money that they were used improperly to run their city. Mm. But they'd have to find the money from other sources, goodness knows where. But the bottom line is, yes, this will impact on municipal service delivery, in my opinion.
Jeez, let's leave it there. Chris, we would love a podcast on this. It requires a series. Chris Yellen, Energy Expo, thanks so much for your time in PM Drive.